This is JIS News. Coming up, Road Safety Unit continues appeal for vigilance, RADA to partner with JCF to stem predial larceny, and REP to provide more service to Westmorland. The news in detail after the break.
For your convenience, a postal drop-off point in the heart of New Kingston. Send your packages or documents overseas or across the island by using one of Jamaica Post's expedited, registered or ordinary mail services. Visit Jamaica Post's New Kingston office at Shop 6C New Kingston Business Center, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, call 1-888-526-7678 or 509-9331. Jamaica Post is more than just mail.
Now the news. Director of the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Kenyud Hare, is again appealing to motorists and pedestrians to exercise caution when using the roadways. Since the start of the year, 321 persons have been killed on the road network, with motorcyclists and pedestrians accounting for over 50% of road fatalities.
Same reason why we continue to implore our motorcyclists to wear the proper helmet on the head, ensure that the chin strap is properly strapped under the chin, so that in case of a collision, it can withstand the collision forces and do the work that it has been designed to do.
Mr. Hare says pedestrians should ensure that they wear light-colored clothing at nights and ensure they cross the streets at designated locations. The Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, and the Jamaica Constabulary Force will be forging a partnership to use technology to curb predial larceny. Plans are currently afoot to use RADA's Agricultural Business Information System, ABIS, in helping to prevent farm theft.
It will be the major tool that the police will use to fight predial larceny. We are now developing the clip, and we are to meet with the police hierarchy very soon as how the police will use this database to question people who are transporting agricultural produce, because it will have all the data, where you are from, who you buy it from, is this farmer really exist, did he sell you? All of these things we will be able to ascertain when we use this database.
Chief Executive Officer of RADA, Lenworth Fulton. ABIS is a web-based information system developed by RADA to provide information on crops, livestock and agricultural production, markets and stakeholders to support the business of agriculture. Chairman of the Rural Electrification Program, REP, Reverend Garnet Roper, says efforts are being made to ensure that electricity is provided to the remaining 7% of residents of Westmorland who do not have access to the utility. He was speaking at a recent ceremony in Landilo Phases 5 and 6, where electricity was officially commissioned into service for 60 households.
Westmorland has 7% of its people without electricity, and that is significant. Why that is significant is that the rest of the island has an average of 2.5%. So everywhere else has 97.5%. So we want to try and see if we can bridge that development gap. We are going to do our part.
Reverend Roper says as of today, December 29, representatives of the REP will be in Westmorland communities to start discussions with residents with a view to getting their houses suitably wired. And Energy Minister Philip Paulwell is reiterating the government's plan to rebrand the Rural Electrification Program, REP, into a state-run energy solution company. Minister Paulwell says the REP will complete its mission of connecting all rural communities to the national electric grid within the short to medium term, after which the agency will be renamed Jamaica Energy Solutions Limited and given a new mandate.
They'll be assisting the government in rolling out renewable energy across Jamaica. They'll be assisting in regularizing some of the urban areas that need that attention. They'll be assisting in ensuring that those communities that are now stealing can come onto the grid properly. That is a new role that REP will play in the near future.
The minister was speaking at a recent ceremony to commission the supply of electricity to sections of Landilo, Westmorland. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.